Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our radio.com sports station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
Ground ball to first. The White Sox have won the pennant. Jose Contreras goes all nine. And the White Sox are going to the World Series.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. First and foremost, let's get this out of the way. Thank you, Zach. Thank you for getting up. Thank you for coming in here. Thank you for carrying the load. Thanks for being you. Thanks for the brightness that you bring to every room you're in via your hair. Thank you.
The man known as the machete.
Yeah, he's still playing, by the way.
Yeah, he's still going. That's right. Our thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing. And most of all, thank you a ton for listening. It means a lot to us. Thanks to Dustin.
You think he's tough? You think I could take him in a fight? I don't know.
Nah, not Dustin. No one can. Thank you, Kevbo.
Look at that guy. Look at that mouth of that guy.
Yeah, you want to slap him. And thanks to Ray. Ray, thank you.
Magnifico!
You are magnifico. And now is the time in the program where we welcome in Connor McKnight. And how about this? How about this? Grody time! Mark Grody filling in for Dan.
Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. How are things?
Molly, how are you? You mentioned Zach, and he is glowing, as he always does. And he carried the show. That's what he does.
That's what he does. He carries all of us, let's be honest.
How are you enjoying, like, now, the present company that you have, all these different strains of former and current pregame baseball hosts and sideline reporters?
It's so confusing.
And this room is very confusing. Yes.
Could everybody just move to a different seat?
Sure.
we'd all fit in again.
Zach and I already did that. We switched seats.
Yes. Traded already.
Yeah.
Speaking of new seats, Zach, you mentioned it during the break here. John Heyman and others have it. Joe Maddon and the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim are close
to
a deal.
Bears? What?
Yeah. That would make Joe Maddon the next manager of the Angels.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Heyman does admit that it is not.
And I have some breaking news for you.
That his hiring is not unexpected, but it's a big move for the Angels. We're coming off a disastrous year. Maddon worked for decades. Oh, I didn't know this. Did you guys know this? He worked for decades as Angels minor league player and manager.
What?
And major league coach before starting his legendary major league managing career in Tampa. I had no idea he had ties to the Angels.
Well, you learn something new every day. I mean, if you know how you know
it? I guess. Okay.
You'd know it with the all-new Radio.com Rewind. Download the Radio.com app now and rewind up to 24 hours so you can catch anything you may have missed. Listen the way you want, when you want.
It's a great app. For instance, if you're stunned by something Mully said, you just hit the 15-second rewind button. You hop back 50. You can hear it all over again. Like, what did Mully just
what
say?
What I've managed to do, and it's really tricky, but I've managed to make it, just for me, not for everyone, that if you do rewind, I say something different.
Oh, my giddy aunt.
It's the pull you
How
got,
did
man.
He ever pull it off?
That is impressive.
That's the magic of the app.
It's the magic
so
of
I
radio.
Think the Angels will be better with Joe Maddon, because everywhere he's been, the team ultimately has gotten better.
Well, the Angels are on the verge. They have no problems whatsoever, so I don't know why anyone would feel otherwise.
They have a whole host of problems, and there's a handful of them that don't even exist on the 25-man roster. I am really excited to watch Joe Maddon manage Shohei Ohtani, though. Just I don't know whether he's going to pitch again next year.
He'll be playing
third base.
I guess
that's the expectation.
He will play everywhere.
It's going to be amazing.
He'll play. He and Trout will switch off, and then Trout will come in late in games. And what?
Trout will pitch. We'll get a Trout will definitely pitch.
There no
will
question.
Be a blowout.
There is no question.
There will be an Angels blowout, and Mike Trout, yeah, one of the best players to ever
Again,
play the game.
It's just a rumor at this point.
Here's a question. What former Chicago Cub will Joe Maddon
trade for?
Jose Altuve.
Does Ben Zobrist end up extending his career and playing one more, just to show those Angels players how it's done Joe Maddon style?
They bring Ben Zobrist back, and Tommy La Stella heads to the bench for the Angels again.
Yes.
Like I said, you imagine Tommy is up calling friends and just looking around like, everybody saw what I did last year, right? No one's going to bench me?
Joe, apparently, and this is the damnedest thing, he said this in his interview, he's going to send him to Iowa no matter what. Even though they don't have a team there.
You have to go. You take three
you
or four
just
days
need
to
see it.
It's fine.
What's going to be interesting going forward is who makes the playoffs first? This new Cubs team that's going to take the field next season, or the new Angels team under Joe Maddon? Because the Cubs are going to be a very different team than the one that you've become accustomed to seeing over the last 5 years. They're going to have a new manager, maybe not a better manager than Joe Maddon, but a different manager and a different core, I believe, than the one that we've been used to seeing.
Well, that is something we will be following very closely, I would imagine.
I think I'd still bet on the Cubs to make the playoffs before Joe Maddon's Angels. I mean, if the reports are true, it's a 3-year deal there. And I don't see the Astros flagging off in 3 years. They are a fantastic team. They are deep. Yeah. They'll get better. They've got a farm system that's in the top 10. The Angels need pitching. They've got another difficult team in the A's out there to go ahead and fight. I don't know. Listen, it's what a shame that the Cardinals got bounced by the net, right? That's just,
yeah.
That's too bad.
Were the Cardinals drunk in the first inning? That's the question I am looking for the answer to, because they looked horrible.
I don't think that they're a 95-win team next year.
Drinking less, winning more.
I think the Reds are an interesting team, but I don't think they're I think this NL Central remains a very gettable division for a lot of teams. I mean, not to say that there's not competition, but for a lot of teams, it's gettable, including the Cubs.
I'm going to miss Joe, and it just hit me right now.
What way are you going to miss him most? In your heart?
Just what could have been more than what was.
You know what Joe was, though, honestly? Like, first of all, he was a good manager. He was a great big market manager. He is a great big market manager.
He's also a great small market manager.
Well, he did show that. But I haven't seen many managers deal with the big market as well as Joe Maddon did. He never, ever got flustered by any questions that were ever asked to him in a tough Chicago Cubs media core. So, you know, Joe showed he could handle that. He has showed in the past that he can get that first-year spike with the team, as he did with Tampa Bay, and then he did with the Cubs. So, yeah, this is a winning move for the Angels.
Is this new stopping point for Cubs players? Let's say somebody gets run out of town in some fashion, or contract ends, or maybe has an issue. Is Joe the guy that they go running to? Is Joe kind of the, you know, Father Flanagan home for the
baby, yeah,
the unwanted boys,
would
whatever.
Cole Hamels count for you in that?
Troubled. Cole Hamels is an example.
Looking for a place to pitch.
You know, you mentioned Zobrist. What about Addison Russell? Would Joe reach out to him? He's never read anything about him. What about, I don't know. I mean, there's tons of players, right?
A handful. Yeah, a handful that you're going to have to move on from, I would imagine. You know, that American League beckons for Kyle Schwarber, doesn't it?
Oh, always, boy. Always. How about that? Could that be the trade?
Maybe.
To the Angels for Trout.
Like Trout needs all. Straight up, who says no?
All right, Elmora and Russell and Happ for Trout. What do you guys think? I'll hang up and listen.
That sounds good. Maybe throw out a draft pick so you can't trade draft picks. Yeah, it's fine. Just give him a second. I think we're headed there. I think that's a matter of time.
Yeah, I don't think Joe's going to want anything to do with all that, because then he has two issues. Then he's got the drug issues that apparently are going on in Anaheim, and then he's got the Addison Russell issue.
Whoa.
Heroin.
Reported. Yeah.
That's
drug issues.
Reported. I don't know what you're talking
about. Thank you. You saved me.
Wow.
Yeah,
and I got to be honest with you. I get it. I understand if you're in a rock band, if you're a rock star, it's just sort of a something that people do. But what other walk of life? Baseball? you know what I really need here is to get myself a nice little fix, and then I'll be so much better.
I need to be low.
It's not the first time, right?
I just think it's hard to play. Again, you know, keep an eye on it, because oftentimes when that's what they say, that if you get caught up in drug usage, it's the body clock that goes first. You start showing up late, and you can't quite keep up with what's happening around you because you're on heroin.
Is this a cry for help, Molly? Come here.
Like, I made it on time. I'm here every morning.
Come on over God. Here.
I can honestly tell you, I've steered clear of heroin my whole life.
I'm glad.
I honestly say this to my kids. I don't think there's any future in it. I'll be honest with you.
In heroin?
No.
You just don't think it's going to pan out.
I don't think it works out in
desirable the about drugs. They're bad.
What have you today?
Thanks, Grandpa. We're going to talk about heroin today.
Yeah, we're going to
apparently
start the first hour with a heroin conversation. We're going to solve that crisis. Mike Florio is going to join us at 10 o'clock. We've got the midday at 10:40. 11 o'clock, Hub Arkush is here. He is in studio with his grace, the flowing robes, striking. But Mark Grody, obviously, our Bears reporter here on the station, he has mined some things out of Hallis Hall the last couple of days, some proprietary conversations that we will have for you, because we're going to talk Bears pretty much all day long on the show.
All right, guys.
Thanks, guys.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.